Our proposal this year is for a $1.6 billion increase. This is approximately a 6.3% increase. And I think it's extremely important. It takes into account the issues related to the cost of living increases, but it also has a major focus on supporting our students in early childhood programs, so we have quality there for our L students, who we know are struggling to learn English and translate that to success in academic core subjects, as well as our career and technical programming. So all of those things are really a part of our program. I do think that we have to take into account those situations, the reality that the state is facing in terms of the budgets and finances that are available this year. Certainly that's something that has to be on the page, but the reality is that we have cost of living increases that our districts have to face, and we have students across the state who are our most at-need students, whether they be EL students, whether they're early children, they're very young children in our early programs, or whether they're students that are exiting and we want to make sure that they have access to high quality career and technical programs. So it's a balance, and this is the beginning of the process, and I think we have to be realistic, but also understand the importance of focus on the most needy children across the state of New York. Well, I think there's a way that we can clearly delineate the focus that we have on four key areas: equity, early learning, ESSA, and efficiency. So if you look at equity, we know that there are students across our state that are more in need. They need additional resources and a focus on early learning and the kind of work that can be done in early learning to support all students that are in need. We also have a major shift in the accountability system that we will have with the state, and that comes under our Every Student Succeeds Act plan. And that is to move that forward and to really refocus school districts on the key elements that are in that relating to equity and early learning and quality programming is an important part of our agenda. And the last one is efficiency. We know that we as a department can become more efficient, can be looking to say how we can better serve the citizens of New York State, which includes not only our children, but also our adults.